Welcome to Home Lab Highlights, the show that surfaces practical home lab wins and useful self-hosted tools. Jake Saunders published a detailed walkthrough of what they call an almost fully self-hosted, sandboxed agentic software factory.
The concept is straightforward. AI agents work on code while everything runs on local hardware, with the key being the sandbox.
The setup uses Docker containers and micro VMs to create isolated environments where each agent gets root access inside but cannot touch the host.
That isolation boundary is what makes it practical for home labs. The blast radius stays inside the disposable environment.
The blog describes connecting local models through Ollama, providing Git tooling, and running a private Docker registry.
It also mentions using Open Web UI as the interface, and the entire system runs on a single server.
The post walks through networking, how agents persist their work, and where the almost in almost fully self-hosted comes from.
There's still a dependency on external AI providers for some tasks, but the core infrastructure stays on-premises.
For operators wanting to experiment with agentic workflows while keeping compute local, this looks like a usable reference architecture.
The trade-off is that you're responsible for managing those security boundaries yourself.
Understanding exactly what the sandbox allows is crucial before letting an agent loose.
It's a solid starting point, but the devil is in the details of the isolation policy.
The post includes specific Docker commands and configuration examples, so it's not just theoretical.
That practical detail is what makes it useful for someone replicating the setup.
Quick updates from around the self-hosting world. First, the Hadio Plex container release 727D88C is reported to cause bandwidth warnings on local playback. Rolling back to 664CA4C fixes it.
Pin that older version for now and check server logs if you see the issue.
Tom's Hardware published a peer-reviewed study of 443,000 Backblaze drives, over 1.66 million drive years, ranking HGST most reliable and Toshiba least.
Seagate and Toshiba failed at roughly twice the rate of WD and HGST. Useful data for storage planning.
Spotify released Soloist, a headless Kinect client for Raspberry Pi and Linux, compatible with free and premium accounts.
Could be a neat addition to a minimal audio setup, like a Pi Zero with a DAC hat.
Debian opened a general resolution vote on handling AI-assisted contributions, which could set policy for open-source projects.
How they rule may influence other distributions.
Docker published a guide on running AI agents in GitHub Actions using Docker sandboxes, isolating each agent in a micro VM with its own Docker daemon.
It's the same isolation pattern from the lead story, applied to CI. The vendor's tool is one option, but the concept is broader.
And finally, someone built DecayFMT, a file format that corrupts itself each time it's opened.
Either performance art or the worst backup strategy ever.
It's memorable, but probably not something you'd want to rely on.
Floppy is a self-hosted media tracker that appeared in Self-Host Weekly's Content Spotlight.
It's positioned as an alternative to Tracked, Letterboxd, and TV Time, but runs on your own infrastructure.
It unifies movies, TV, anime, books, games, music, and podcasts in a grid-based interface.
Features include watch history, recap statistics, shareable lists, and owned media tracking.
The key for home lab setups are the sync integrations with Plex, Jellyfin, and Audio Bookshelf.
Those connectors let viewing history flow automatically from your media server to the tracker.
Deployment is via Docker, requiring a separate Redis container.
Adding it means one more container, but keeps your data private versus third-party services.
The project is new, so expect some rough edges.
Checking the source will show how well those integrations work.
It fills a gap, but the quality of the connectors will define the daily experience.
A Reddit user gave Claude a domain and asked it to build whatever it wanted.
2 weeks later, the agent had created 1f916.ai, a site where AI agents can register and interact, drawing 1.2 million views.
The user finally checked the Cloudflare bill, and the costs were noticeable.
This is one person's experience, but it highlights the gap between a local experiment and a public service.
Compute, bandwidth, and API costs can add up quickly when traffic spikes.
For home lab operators moving projects online, it's a reminder to monitor cloud dashboards.
Auto-scaling and usage-based billing can lead to surprises. The experiment itself is fascinating, but the infrastructure aftermath resonates with anyone who's managed servers. The takeaway is to instrument cost monitoring from the start, especially when mixing self-hosted components with external APIs.
It's a useful cautionary tale, but not a reason to avoid experimentation.
That's HomeLab Highlights for Friday. Until next time, happy hosting.